Blog Talk Radio.
Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth. The Lord is upon many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. And majesty means greatness or grandeur. The voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars. Yea, the Lord breaketh the cedars of Lebanon. And when he says cedars, I'm thinking that he's talking about trees. He maketh them also to skip like a calf, Lebanon and Sion, like a young unicorn. Well, I've never seen a real unicorn, but I've seen what they have drawn, an imaginary one, and that's, it looks like a horse that has a long pointed horn sticking out of its forehead. The voice of the Lord divideth the flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shaketh the wilderness. The Lord shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord maketh the hinds, and the hinds is like a female deer to calf. So he's comparing a female deer to a calf, and a calf, a young calf is birthed from a cow. And discovers the forest, and in his temple doeth everyone speak of his glory. The Lord sitteth upon the flood, yea, the Lord sitteth king forever. Excuse me, I'm burping. The Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless the people with peace. Amen and amen for that. If you did not understand, you have the opportunity to go to your Bibles and read Psalms 29 for yourselves. I pray, that's the Psalm of David. I pray that you all get a blessing from the reading of his word. Amen. Now, our lesson today is in John chapter 5. But before I get there, go there, let us sheep lift up our heads and say a prayer to our Father who is in heaven. I have been told, and I've read in one of the lessons this past month, that Jesus, the same way that he went up, he's coming back. He'll come back down. So that's why I say, look up when we are saying our prayer. Our Father in heaven, thank you for all the help that you've given me as well as us sheep all the time. You are the blessing in our life. I do need you, and you always come when I call upon you, and I thank you so very much for that. Father, you know the things that I want and need. Bless me with the things this week. Bless me to get them all. And bless all your shepherds who are feeding your sheep today as well as on tomorrow. Those who feed your sheep on a Sunday, they are feeding your sheep on the wrong day. And I pray that they learn to know that you have told them the fourth commandment to keep it holy. I pray that they will just stop a walk out from whatever council they're in and start holding the Sabbath holy as you have told them. Your holy Bible, that is to feed your sheep from your holy Bible that is written, for instance, in the King James Version of the Bible. There are other Bibles, but the King James is the one that I read from. Father, I thank you for keeping natural and chemical disasters away from Detroit, Michigan, your blessed city. Father, as per usual, I thank you and praise you for blessing us, your sheep, with sane, sound mind, excellent health, as well as prosperity and money, and giving those who poison the Flint water, put them in prison. I pray that it's done this week. I say this prayer in Yeshua's name, also known as Jesus. Oh, Father, I meant to add in my prayer that the pastors or your shepherds, do not let them be afraid to state your laws in Leviticus, especially Leviticus chapter 11, where you tell your sheep what foods to eat and let them stay away from pigs so they can stay healthy. Well, the Bible says swine, as well as in Leviticus 22, where it tells the men they are not supposed to lie with a womankind as with mankind, meaning they are not there same sex. And that goes for the women as well as for the men. Let me introduce myself. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. Welcome to Sabbath School. That's where we read from the Bible on the Sabbath day. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Sabbath day, everyone. The only day in the Bible that tells you to keep holy and rest. Read it in Exodus chapter 20, where you'll find the Ten Commandments. The fourth commandment tells you to remember the Sabbath day. If you do not know what Sabbath means or the Sabbath day is on Saturday. That is the day that you are to keep holy. Those preachers or those shepherds who teach on Sunday are following what Constantine said. I remember I was taught when he made that change, but I don't remember now. That was years ago. So I pray that these pastors will open up their mind and start following the Sabbath day observance. And Sabbath day observance starts on Friday evening and ends Saturday evening. So that's when they're supposed to have a church. And my car was working, it stopped on me yesterday. And there was a gentleman who came out of from nowhere to help. And I thought he was a blessing from God because he had a portable battery. But nonetheless, someone is calling me on my other phone. They know, most people know that they're not to call me on the Sabbath day simply because I do my broadcast at this time each Saturday that our Heavenly Father gives me the ability to get up and come do this. I want you sheep to have your three P's handy, and those are your pen, paper, and pencil. Now, the younger folks have gone high-tech or technology on me. They will have what is called, I think they told me, a notebook or tablet. And that is where they can, whatever notes that I tell them, they can refer to that later. For instance, I said, go to Leviticus chapter 11 earlier, and as well as Leviticus chapter 18, verse 22, so they can write that information down. Well, let us get into today's lesson. Oh, but before I get into today's reading, I mentioned to you last Sabbath about who the 12 tribes of Israel are. And they are of the black hue. They are people of color. They are not white like this white guy said on his program about 3 or 4 Sundays ago. And he gave out all the nations of white people. And if he is listening, I want him to remind him what the Song of Solomon says, chapter 1, verse 5. It says that he is black and lovely. And the 12 tribes of Israel are black and lovely. And the information that I have from the 12 tribes, they did not list Joseph's name in there, but I see that Ephraim and Manasseh, those are Joseph's sons, And they are listed as the 12 tribes. And these are all black nations. I want you to understand this. I teach the Bible from, if I can say the word, black-o-centric. You know, you talk about, you say African-o-centric or some, I'm forgetting, I should not be. But nonetheless, I teach that we are black people in this Bible. It's written about us black folks and the things that has happened to us. I want you to get that in your head. And you who are not black or of brown complexion, get it in your head. This Bible is talking about us. And when they're talking about white people, the Edomites or the Idumeans or the white men, they are always doing something that will hurt the black people, or they are in rule. And the reason why we are underneath them today and they rule over us is because our foreparents disobeyed God's laws. It's not only the Ten Commandments, but the laws that are written in Leviticus and other places that the shepherds or the apostles told you. I read in this book, I don't know where, that Jesus came and he speaks of the apostles, what Moses, the apostle, and the what is said in the Psalms. Now, you can write those down. It was in, he said, he speaks what is written of him by Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms. He did not come to destroy the law or the prophets. You can read that in Matthew chapter 5, verse 17. And I should look that up, but I have a lot to read. And you know how fast I read sheep. So I need to start reading before my time is up. Let's go to John chapter 5. A man healed at the pool of Bethesda. Let's start reading at verse 1 and read until we finish reading it all. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now, there at Jerusalem, by the sheep market, a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue, and when they say tongue, tongue means language, Bethesda, having five porches. So now that you know, when you see the word language, the word tongue, you just replace that with language. And the pool was in Bethesda, having five porches. Verse 3. And these lay a great multitude of impotent. Impotent means helpless or disabled folk, of blind. Halt means lame or paralyzed. Withered, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Wheresoever or whosoever then first after the trembling of the water stepped in was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. And when he says he had, it means the human population. It means female also. Verse 5. And a certain man was there which had an infirmity. Infirmity means physical weakness. 48 years, he was weak. He had an infirmity. When Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been now a long time in that cave, he said unto him, "Will you be made whole?" And excuse me, see, when I hear my cell phone ring, you know, that distracts me for a moment. Verse 7. The impotent man answered him, "Sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool, but while I am coming," and he is able to move some kind of way. He says, "While I am coming, another step down before me." So he can move. Then, verse 8, Jesus said unto him, "Rise, take up your bed, and walk." And immediately the man was made whole and took up his bed and walked. And on the same day was the Sabbath day. The Jews therefore said unto him that was cured, "It is the Sabbath day. It is not lawful for you to carry your bed." He, the man that was made whole, answered them, "He that made me whole, the same said unto me, take up your bed and walk." Then asked they him, and those are probably the people, well, they, the multitude that saw him, "What man is that which said unto you, take up your bed and walk?" And he that was healed, wist, W-I-S-T, means knew not who it was. For Jesus had conveyed means withdrew himself away. And the multitude being in that place, because I guess they were waiting for the troubling of the water as well, so that they could get, one of them could get healed. Verse 14, afterwards Jesus findeth him in the temple and said unto him, "Behold, you are made whole. Sin no more, lest," L-E-S-T, means otherwise, "a worse thing come upon you." So if God heals you from whatever sickness or disease you have, what you had been doing, do not do it again. Otherwise, a worse thing, a worse sickness will come up on you. Verse 15, the man departed and told the Jews that it was Jesus which had made him whole. And therefore did the Jews persecute. Persecute means harass, or they oppose or abuse. They persecuted Jesus and sought to slay him. Slay means to kill him, because he had done these things on the Sabbath day, that is, to heal that one man. But he did other things on the Sabbath day as well. Verse 17, and I know you want to say, "such as." Well, I read somewhere where there was an animal that had got trapped in a certain place, and I think it was in a well, and he helped get him out. And that's just one of the things. And then he healed whenever there was need to heal, whether it was on the Sabbath day or regular day. Verse 17, But Jesus answered them, My Father worketh hitherto, and hitherto means here, and I work. Verse 18, Therefore the Jews sought the more to kill him, that is to kill Jesus, because he not only had broken the Sabbath, but said also that God was his Father, making himself equal to God. Verse 19, Then answered Jesus and said unto them, Verily, verily, truly, truly, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he seeth the Father do. For what things soever he doeth, these also doeth the Son likewise. Verse 20, For the Father loveth the Son, and showeth him all things that himself doeth, and he will show him greater works than these, that you may marvel. And marvel means to be amazed and wonder about. Verse 21, For as the Father raises up the dead and quickens means to give life and quicken them, even so the Son quickens, that is to give life, whom he will. Verse 22, For the Father judges no man, but has committed all judgment unto the Son. So it's going to be the Son judging us in this last hour, that's when it comes. Verse 23, That all men should honor the Son, even as they honor the Father. He that honors not the Son honors not the Father which has sent him. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me have everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation. Condemnation means judgment, but is passed from death to life. Amen. I believe your word, Jesus. A lot of them don't. A lot of churches don't. A lot of religions don't. Such as, like the Islam. People who believe in Islam, they read about Jesus, but they don't believe that Jesus is the Son of God. They believe that, and Jesus was born of a woman, but the Holy Seed was put in him, in her, from God. So, he was born of a woman, but it was our Heavenly Father's seed in her, and it was a black woman, hallelujah, that brought Jesus forth, that the Holy Spirit, that God chose to bring forth. Amen to that. And that's why you black women should not abort your child. Our Father might want to bring Jesus again through one of you, and you will be blessed. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that heareth shall live. Okay, so I was not physically dead. I was dead and not knowing the word of God. And I think it's in John chapter 10 where it says, precept upon precept line by line, word by word. And for I'm in my seventh year of doing this Feed My Sheep show. I started at another station, but I am here now on Blog Talk Radio. And I've learned little by little. And as I learn, I will tell you. Let me pick up verse 26, because you know how fast I read. I want to read all of it, all of John chapter 5 today. For as the Father has life in himself, so has he given to the Son to give life to himself. That's why Jesus raised up himself. He come back from the grave. And I, by reading this Bible, I am now coming back, have come back, and he has blessed me with an understanding. I know that James, the book of James, chapter 1, I think, it tells you to ask for wisdom, and it gives you wisdom freely. Verse 27, and he has given him authority to execute. Execute means to carry out judgment, also because he is the Son of Man. Marvel not, that means to be amazed or wonder not at this, for the hour is coming in which all things that are in the grave shall hear his voice. So all of those who are in the grave will hear Jesus' voice. But I remember now in Ecclesiastes 12, verse 7, where it tells you that the body goes to the ground and the spirit goes to God. So I'm thinking that when Jesus comes, well, that's a thought I will keep to myself, because it might be wrong. It's not written in the Bible. It's just a thought that I just had. And I choose not to share it at this moment. And then again, I'm changing my mind. I will share it. I was thinking that since all those are in the grave will hear his voice, I'm thinking that perhaps all those who are buried and your soul comes back into your body, those who are not cremated will hear him and rise. Let me go on to verse 27, I believe. I've forgotten where I left off. And has given him authority to execute, that is to carry out judgment also, because he is the Son of Man. Verse 28, marvel not at this. That means do not be amazed or do not wonder at this, because for the hour is coming in which all that are in the graves shall hear his voice. So maybe we should not get cremated. I don't know. Verse 29, and shall come forth. Okay, so when you hear his voice, you shall come forth. And they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. And damnation means judgment. So I pray that all of us sheep will not have to go into judgment. Let's change whatever things we are doing that we should not be doing. Let us change so that we can just go straight into life and not into damnation or judgment. Verse 30, I came of my own. Let's see. Verse 30, excuse me, I'm burping. I can of mine own will do nothing. As I hear, I judge, and my judgments are my judgment is just because I seek not mine own will, but the will of the Father which has sent me. If I bear witness of myself, and I tell you, sheep, that I have scribbled in my Bible, I keep telling you that I'm going to stop, but I still do it. And that's why sometimes I can't read the words that is here, because I've written above it or beneath it and can't see what is written. But it says, if I bear witness of myself, my witness is not true. Verse 32, there is another that bears witness of me, and I know that the witness which he witnesses of me is true. Yea, now you sent unto John, and he bear witness unto you the truth. And you'll find that in John chapter 1, verses 19 through 34, where John tells the Pharisees, or whoever, let me turn to John chapter 1 quickly, and verses 19. Well, he sent, the Jews sent priests and Levites unto him to bear witness. And he sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, who are you? And he confessed and denied not, but confessed, I am not the Christ. So he bared witness of Jesus right then. Let me finish, because I want to finish this lesson today. Verse 33. Well, let me just finish. Go back to say verse 32. There is another that bears witness of me. I knew that the witness which he witnessed of me is true. Verse 33. You sent unto John, and he beareth witness unto the truth. Verse 34. And again, I tell you to read John chapter 1, verses 19 to 34, after you read verse 33. Verse 34. But I receive not testimony from man, but these things I do, that they might be saved. He said he was a burning and a shining light, and you were willing for a season to rejoice in his light. And as I said, I think a couple of Sabbaths ago, that I've come to understand that the word light means knowledge or understanding of what is being said. Verse 36, but I have greater witness than that of John, for the works which the Father has given me to finish, the same works that I do, But I have greater witness than that of John, for the works which the Father has given me to finish, the same works that I do, bear witness of me, that the Father has sent me. and the Father himself, which has sent me, has borne witness, and borne here means testified of me. You have neither heard his voice at any time, nor seen his shape. Verse 38, and you have not his word abiding in you. Abiding means to be dwelling or living in you or existing in you, for whom he had sent him you believe not. Search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. So the words that are in the scriptures testify of him. Verse 40, and you shall not come forth to me, and you that you might have life. I receive not honor from men, but I know you, that you have not the love of God in you. I am come in my Father's name, and you receive me not. And another shall come in his own name, him you will receive. Verse 44, how can you believe which receive honor one of another, and seek not the honor that cometh from God? Do not think that I will accuse means to blame you to the Father. There is one that accuses you, and I will tell you, in 2008, I got real sick, and there was one accusing me, and that accuser was Satan, but Jesus sent me back, and I was supposed to be writing my book about it. I have made notes, and I just haven't gotten to it yet. Accuses you, even Moses, in whom you trust. Verse 46, for we have believed Moses, you would have believed me. Let me read verse 46 again. For had you believed Moses, you would have believed me, for he wrote of me. So he's telling you Moses wrote about him. Verse 47, but if you believe not his writings, how shall you believe my words? Thank you, Father. We have finished reading John chapter 5 in its entirety, and I pray that you sheep have gained something from that. Let us have a closing word of prayer. Our Father, we are lost sheep whom you have found. Thank you and rejoice that you have put us back into your fold. And we just thank you and love you and appreciate you for your constant protection from the evil one and the evil ones. I say that prayer in Yeshua's name, also known as Jesus. Amen. Now, sheep, I want you to remember to take our Father with you, our Heavenly Father, God, well, Jesus' Father with you everywhere you go. And if it's God's will, I will be back with you next Sabbath, and we will read from John chapter 6.
And teach them
the
broken.
To love one another.
I need a new car. Help me out.
Heaven might
find. So that I can
oh, babe. In their
hearts. But they say before.
Jesus. Is love.
I thank you.
He won't let you down. And I know He loves forever in my heart. We've got to walk on, walk on through temptation, 'cause He lift up our hearts to be thankful and glad that Jesus.